Becoming a Bimbo. I really miss doing these commentaries. There are so many elements that I put in my Gumroad and Patreon audios that come from my real life. I could go through each audio and say, okay, well, this is from blah, 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 and I love talking about that stuff so much. But I just have not had time. Honestly, I don't even have time today, but I'm making time because I want to talk about this. So some of the stuff that happened in this audio did really happen to me. I started taking birth control pills, and within about 2 months, my breasts grew about 4 or 5 cup sizes. No joke, that much in 2 months. I didn't buy new clothes when this happened. So I wore a dress that I had bought back when, well, before my breasts were gigantic. And it was not that long before this happened. So it's a really tight dress, even before all this. And there's no need to wear a bra because it's tight and holds everything in. And there's no room to wear a bra under the dress either. It was too skimpy. So I'm wearing this dress and I'm at a college event. It was a dance and we were playing 7-Up. I think that was the game. There's one row of people and then directly across there's another row. And then like you run and you try to jump onto the other person's lap in time. Anyway, so I did that. I jumped on his lap and my breast completely popped out of my dress. But I didn't know it. So I run back to the other side and the woman next to me gives me this horrified look and lets me know what happened. And I think the horrified look was embarrassment for me. I don't think it was, whoa, what are you doing? You're just walking around with your tit out of your dress. Oh, and it was one of those, did anybody else see that moments? Because I didn't know. I didn't rush to put it back in. So yeah, that kind of did really happen to me. Now, you might think that once you go off of the birth control pills, you know, your breasts would shrink back down. That did not happen. I went off of birth control pills so long ago, and my breasts did not shrink. They're permanent. They're a part of me now. There's another thing that happened to me that kind of reminds me of this audio. I was walking to work, and what I was wearing, I would not normally wear to work, but I was going to be working in the back room doing inventory so nobody would see me. So I'm wearing this really cute chartreuse mini skirt. It's so pretty. I love the color chartreuse. Anyway, and I'm wearing a super bright colored bra, which might have been red. So I've got chartreuse, I've got red, and I think I've got like a blue off the shoulders top or something. I love working with color. And I don't know, the color blocking was awesome. So as I'm walking, the skirt keeps riding up. And I have to keep trying to pull it down as I'm walking. So this guy comes up next to me. He's been following me for who knows how long. And he's like, hey, why don't you get in the car? And I tell him, no. Even if I was not on the way to work, that was not going to happen. So he doesn't look too happy. And he actually does a U-turn, and it's a really busy street too, and goes the other way. So he was following me just to get me in the car with him and get some action. So sometimes I do talk about my own life in these audios. I mean, I changed the scenarios around and all, but yeah. Really cannot wait to do more commentaries. I love making these. It's so much fun to talk about all of the influences for the audios.